Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zovchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to second. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Keegan drops the ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Keegan covering. Safe. Goodman scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer is hit by the pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Brewer moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brewer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Consuegra moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Consuegra moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Hatton reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. Hatton moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatton scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jack Harshman now pitching. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brewer takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. Brewer moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Mike Forknealy's pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-3 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin fields the ball and throws to Brewer covering. Safe. Kennedy scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Jack Harshman. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-4 in the game. Zobchin hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.